Masechet Chulin Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin Hashechet L'Nachri. Shechitas Atzer. Somebody who shechted the behema for a Nachri. The guy owned the behema. The shechitas kasher. Even if he hears that the Nachri B'shah Shechitas said that he wants that this behema will be a korban for Avodah Zarah. Even so, the shechitas kasher. As the machshava of the guy does not passel the behema, as only the machshava of the shechet can passel the behema. Rabbi Eliezer plays it. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He passels the behema in such a case that he throws off the behema for a guy. And even if we did not hear that the guy said that he wants that this behema should be a korban for an avodah zarah, even so it's passel according to Rabbi Eliezer. And since the machshava of the owner of the behema can passel the korban, we assume that the machshava of the guy was for avodah zarah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, stam machshavas nachri l'avodah zarah. If a guy has a behema, we assume that he wanted it to be for avodah zarah, even if we did not hear him say that explicitly. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, afilu shachta sheyochah nachri michatzur kavei chalar psula shestam machshavas nachri l'avodah zarah. Rabbi Eliezer said, even if he shachted so that the guy should eat from the chatzur kavei, from the yoseret hakavei, the lobe of the liver, as Yisrael owns the entire behema, except for the Yoseris HaKaveh, which the guy owns, even so, the behemoth is possible. And since Stam Machshavas Goy is for Avodah Zarah, even though the guy only owns a small part of the behemoth, that Machshavah that he has for Avodah Zarah passes the behemoth and makes it to Kribes LaAvodah Zarah, a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah, and to Kribes Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahanar, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from to Kribes Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kal V'Chomer HaDvar. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Eliezer, I can make a Kal V'Chomer to show that you're wrong, that the machshava of the person that owns the behema should passel the korban. Really, only the machshava of the sheikh should passel the korban. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Umada makon shemachshava poiselas b'mukdashim. Ein akol hoylech ela achar oibet. Makon shein machshava poiselas b'chul. Ein udin shelo yeh akol hoylech ela achar ashochet. In a makon where machshava passels, even more than chulin. By kachim, machshava passels by four avodas. A machshava of pigul, a machshava that you have, why you do one of the four avodas, which are shechita, kabbalah hadat, holacha, and zrika. And if you had a machshava that you're going to eat the bat of chutzlus mana after the light of time, or chutzlum koma outside of the light of place, that will passel the korban. So kachim is very chamor that by four avodas your machshava could passel the korban. Even so, only the machshava of the obey, the kohen who's doing the avodah, would passel the korban. But the machshava of the balam, the owner of the korban, would not passel the korban. So in a makom where machshava is not as chamor, it's less stringent, by chulin, machshava only passels by two avodas. Only a machshava by shechita and by zrika sadam for avodah zarah would make the behem enter to krovet avodah zarah. But if the shochet had machshava by kabbalah sadam or by halacha sadam for avodah zarah, that would not passel the behem. So we see that chulin is less stringent than kachim, as by kachim a machshavas pigul by four avodas would make the korban into pigul. So therefore, as far as this is concerned, also chulin should not be more stringent than kachim. Just like by kachim, the machshava of the owner of the behema cannot make the behema into pigul. Only the machshava of the kohen who's doing the avodah can make the behema into pigul. So too, by chulin, the machshava of the owner of the behema should not be able to make the behema into the crevice of a zar. Only the machshava of the shayfet should make the behema into the crevice of a zar. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, a thrall can shech the behema that belongs to a guy, and we don't have to be concerned that the guy has machshava for avodah zarah, because even so, the basar would be kosher to be. Masechet Chulin Perek Beis Mishnah Ches Hashechet L'Shem Har L'Shem Gvol L'Shem Yamin L'Shem Naros L'Shem Mitbaros Shkitato Pesut. We had in the previous mission that the Kravis Avodah Zarah is Asur B'Hanar. You're not allowed to derive benefit from behemoth that was shechted with the mind that it should be a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. Now the mission tells us somebody who shechts the behemoth that it should be a sacrifice for the mountains, he has made the mountains into his Avodah Zarah, or the Gvoz, the hill, or the Yamin, the seas, or the Naros, river, or Midbaros, desert. These are his Avodah Zarah. The Shechita is possible. Now this is only Mirafani. As Minat Torah, none of these things are considered an Avodah Zarah. This we infer from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Elohehem al Harim. Their gods are on the mountains. And the Chachamim infer from there that their gods that are on the mountains are considered gods. But Lo Aharim Elohehem, if they make their mountains into gods, they're not considered gods. Anything that's Mechobah, that's attached to the ground, is not considered Avodah Zarah. So therefore, in this case, Minat Torah, the behemoth is mutter to be eaten, since these things are not considered Avodah Zarah. But the Rabbanan offered it, since it appears that he's checking it for Avodazara, not everybody is aware of the fact that Haram of both can't be Avodazara, so therefore, Minarabanan, you cannot eat the buzzard. But if you check the behemoth, and you have in mind that it should be a sacrifice for the Malach HaMamun Al HaHaram, the Malach who rules over the mountain, in such a case, that's really considered an Avodazara, so therefore, Minat Torah would be considered the Krogas Avodazara, and it would be also Minat Torah. Shnayim Ochsim B'Sakim B'Shechtim. Echad L'Shem Echad Mikoelim. If two people are holding on to the knife at the same time and they shech together, we had earlier that such a shechita would be kosher. If one of the two people had in mind that the behemoth should be the krovas avodah zarah, it should be a sacrifice to one of the above mentioned avodah zarahs. The other person who shechted had pure intention, he did not have in mind that it should be for an avodah zarah. The shechita is tussel, and since they're doing the shechita together, the machshava of one of them could tussle the behemoth. Now that's only if the person who had the mashava psula is at least a part owner in the behemoth, then his mashava could possible the behemoth. But if he is not an owner of the behemoth, his mashava cannot possible the behemoth, as a person does not have the koach to offer something that is not his.